WA.
WA, KM4, UBG. 4VWA, KM4, UBG.
I'm
on the HT running dual band inside, but I got a good copy on you. Sounds good.
All right. First broadcast on it, man. I'm hoping it's getting out pretty clear.
But you standing here in the yard beside of me. I mean, if that tells you anything, I don't hear no noise, no nothing on my end.
Start. Does it sound like I'm overdriving the mic?
Just a hair hot. Not much, but just a hair.
There you go. I gotta go find the mic gain.
Stuff out there, see if they can tell you the same thing. I mean, it does sound a little bit hot on my end. I mean, you sound really loud, like you got the microphone up pretty close to you.
Hey, Steve, back off from the microphone, W2T.
I'm holding it a foot and a half away from my face right now.
Closer.
Right there now.
Now that sounds more like you, and it doesn't sound like you're overdriving it.
Okay, well, for me to be comfortable with this, I need to find my mic gain and cut it back just a little bit. So, let me go see if I can find my mic gain.
Have fun, W2T.
Does it sound pretty good and clear? Are you on a base?
Stevie, I'm sitting here at my base unit inside the house.
Well, I'm going to recite a little something, and then I'm going to give you about 5 seconds of dead key to see if you hear anything for me, okay? The rain in Spain has been falling all over South Carolina.
Running in the room behind you? Sounds like it.
Oh, my goodness. Let me turn my wall heater off and see if it's actually picking up the sound of that wall heater. Hang on.
There's a fan in it, Steve.
This is something in the room with him, though.
Try that now, guys. Let me give you 5 seconds of dead key now.
For now, Steve, W2T.
Say again.
Here's the background noise now, Steve. It was picking it up pretty good. You're good and quiet now.
Wow. I have got one of those, I'm out in my shed, and I've got one of those heat pump air conditioning units that goes in the wall. It'll heat and it'll cool. And it was picking up the sound of the fan off of that thing. That is crazy good. I'm a happy boy.
You definitely sound good right there. I mean, just by backing off that microphone a little bit, I mean, that was sounds just like you on your mobile.
Right there now. That all sound pretty good now?
The microphone a little bit closer, maybe about 4 inches closer.
Yeah, something about that right like there.
What about you, Rusty?
Keith. Oh, my first broadcast, so congratulations. I have to send you a Cupid doll and a QSO card.
What kind of radio is it, Steve?
Brand spanking new, Yaesu 991A.
Just wondered. I got a Kenwood TM251 sitting here that I'm using.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's just absolutely clear. Well, I hope this one is too, and no background sound, and I'll tell you what. Hey, I found out what the sound in the background on my old 706 Mark II G was. somehow or another, the sub-audible tone had gotten turned on, and at the power level I was running, it was picking it up and pumping it into the repeater, but the repeater was not filtering it off. So that's what was in the background.
It every time, man. I'll do it every time. Well, I done some swapping around today and got me 4 new toys.
Any of them have 2 wheels?
Got a pole in the ground holding it up.
My goodness, I should have guessed. Hey, Rusty, what do you think he picked up?
Got him a pole to put up in the air so he can put an antenna on it.
Antenna on it. No, a buddy of mine down the road here, we done a little swapping around today. And I got a 13 2B, 2 meter beam. And he gave me an offset bracket for the, high gain 14 element beam that I have up on the pole now. Okay, I think we've determined the problem with the 14 element. I'm not using but 7 elements right now.
Well, man, that would explain a lot, wouldn't it, Bud?
I asked that question at the meeting in Greenville that night, if anybody would have an idea of what it was. But I'm not 100% sure, but we are looking in that direction. I started the process here tonight to lean the pole over and slide it down the side of the house and put the offset bracket on, but I didn't quite get that far because my little light that I use on top of the house, I don't know if I done blowed the bulb or pulled the cord out of it. I got to check it out. I think I pulled the cord out of it in the little on and off box on the back of it. But as soon as I get that put up there, we're going to try it again because the problem I'm having, if you remember, I told them guys up there that when I aim for the repeater, I used the 7.9 Anderson repeater today, and I used the 1.9 repeater up in North Carolina as an example. I aimed the front of the beam at the repeaters, the one on Sassafras Mountain and the one up on, the 1.9 repeater, and I could not get the repeater as far as out the front of the beam. I only had 2 bars on it. Well, I rolled the back of the beam around to the repeater in the same direction, and I had the repeater, I had the 7.9 repeater at 6 bars on the F meter, and then I had the 1.9 repeater almost full scale. So we determined that the pipe in the center of the beam that's going up through the center of the beam, that is that high gain antenna, must be cutting itself off at the pipe and using the pipe as a reflector, and it's reflecting back out the back of the beam.
Quite heard of that, but because I'm not familiar with that antenna, but let me ask both of you a quick question. Rusty, if you're still in there, what have you programmed into your Kenwood as far as your base for 2 meter repeaters around here?
2 in this radio here, because that's about all I use from here at the house. I got the 146-6-1 machine, and one up in the Asheville area that I listen to, and it's a 147 machine, but that's the only 2 I've got in this radio. I haven't bothered to take time to program any others. I need to, but I haven't yet, and I need to add the Greer Club repeater too.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit 146.94 Greenville, 146.82 Paris Mountain, and I'm probably probably going to put in Mount Mitchell, the 145-19. And I'm going to go ahead and put in 147-285 Fight Oak.
Three feeder that I can possibly hit within a 50-mile range of me. I got Union repeater, I got Greenwood repeater, I've got the Anderson repeater, I have the 8-2 machine, I have the 610 machine, I have the 4-7 machine, the K908 repeater, which covers a lot of Columbia and everywhere else. That is the one they do the sky worn on. I have the 1-9 repeater up in North Carolina. And I have the Blacksburg repeater programmed in too, so that way when I go up toward Blacksburg and places, I can still use their repeater. So I got, I got 19, I actually have 16 or 17 repeaters, and I have the calling frequency in mine too. I got about 19 or 20 channels in mine.
Yeah, that's on your mobile, bro. I'm talking about from my base, because, see, just from my base, I'm going to put in 6 of them. Well, 5 of them. And I'm hoping I'm going to be able to hit 9-4, because a few of us are going to start using that one again.
Brad, is that Paris Mount?
Yeah, and then the 8-2 is on Paris Mountain, too. Rusty, do you ever use 9-4 or 8-2?
8-2 once or twice. I don't use it much like I used to. I haven't been on 9-4 in a while, and I don't have either of those in this radio that sits here in the house. I think I've got them in my mobile out in the car, but I don't have them here.
Yeah, okay. So Paris, the 14682 is the Greenville Club, and then 9-4 is Greer.
Roger.
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely going to program those 5 in and see what I can do about hitting some of them anyhow. I'm going to try to hit 9-4 and 8-2, but, you know, I don't know that it's going to matter about going ahead and programming 8-2 in the future, because they're going to link 6-1 and 8-2 up, aren't they?
So I don't belong to that club, so I don't keep up with it. I just check into the net here, and let's start. We still got about 30 minutes before the net starts. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that at all, so I have no clue.
And they're going to link up 14661 and the Greenville Club repeater 14682. They're going to link them on a permanent basis. That way they'll cut out some shadows down in Greenville.
It would help. And all because there are places that you get behind the mountain and you can't reach 6-1 or 8-2 depending upon which way you're coming from it. So anyway, let me go back to what I was doing over here and catch back up on what I was working on, trying to get some tax paperwork out of the way. Talk to you later, WU2T.
WU2T, have a good evening. I'll talk to you later. And Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here, bud. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can't, I got that RT Systems programming software, and I'm going to see if I can't program this thing. So I'm going to jump out too, bud. So you have a good evening, 73s, and I'll be checking into the net in just a little bit. So KN4BWA, clear.
Leave, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. But, yeah, I use my mobile. I use the ICOM 2730A in the house and in the mobile. When I'm at home, that mobile is my base unit hooked up to a base antenna. So hopefully I'm going to make that my permanent base before long, and I'm going to buy me a cheaper Kenwood or something to put in the car. That way I will actually have one permanent in the car. That way I don't have to swap that $400 rig around. But, well, you have a good one, man, and I'll holler at you later. I've just been out here messing around with this 13B2. Got it up off the ground and on a pole. That way it don't get damaged. And I've been creating me another pole for my rotor and stuff to mount to, a 30-foot tall pole, and I'm fixing to try to do something different here and get some more antennas back up where I can get back on 10 meters and all too. But I'll say 73, Steve. KN4 VWA, KN4 UBG. You have a good one, Steve, and we'll holler at you later.